Breakfast with Crossy.
Michael Carpenter, he's got a new song out. He's also got an album out too with the Banks Brothers. So let's say good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good, mate. Hey, Crossy. Hey, listeners. How you doing out there?
We're all travelling well, although, you know, been a bit wet lately, which is, you know, there's no half measures. It's either pouring down rain,
right,
on fire, or dry as a bone.
Welcome to Australia.
Or it's boiling hot or freezing cold. Unless you're in the northern part, then it's either boiling hot or hotter than that.
Yeah, that's right.
But good times. Where else would you want to be?
Exactly.
Maybe New Zealand at the moment. They just seem to be doing okay with everything.
Well, I'm fine with where we are at the moment. We'll be fine.
Exactly. Mate, album out now. That's exciting.
It is very exciting, yeah. We've been sitting on it for a little while, just waiting for the end of the year to turn over and stuff like that. But we're very excited it's come out. It's been really well received. And, we're very excited to have it out there in the world.
Producers and things like that. Were you tempted to tinker too much with it, like during that period where, oh, you know, we've got a bit of time till it's going out there. Well, maybe we might adjust this thing or things like that.
I think one of my skills is I love finishing projects. I'm really good at finishing them. I don't tend to second guess things. I think one of the things that's been really helpful to me in all of the kind of different facets of my career is that I'm very decisive. So I tend to know what it is that I'm going for, and then I work towards it, and then when it's done, I'm quite happy to move on. So I've been sitting on the finished version of the record probably since about October, and there's been no real temptation to go back and tinker with anything. And look, we had such a great time pulling this record together that we were grabbing magic in a bottle kind of thing. So we just lightning in a bottle, isn't that what they say? And we just sat with that, so we've been pretty pleased with it.
Is that something that's hard to do, challenging? Because I would imagine that one of the biggest things is you know, so many songs start in a very basic, like acoustic guitar, piano, whatever, and then, you know, you build upon that. Is that hard if you don't necessarily have a clear vision as to what the song will sound like at the end product?
Look, I think and one of the things that I do, even with my clients, is I push them to have the clearest vision that they have coming in. I've seen too many people waste way too much time and money in a studio when they have come in either unprepared or unclear about what they're going for. I'm a very results-based kind of guy, so I tend to push people to have as clear an idea as they possibly can coming in, and then you work towards that. That doesn't mean we can't veer off where we need to over the course of a project, but with us, with this record, you know, we knew exactly what we were doing. We demoed up the songs in a very, very basic way going into it. We felt really confident about the songs we had before we even started making the record. And so making the record felt almost like just a matter of process. You know, we knew exactly what we were going for. But, yeah, I would say to any of the listeners who are songwriters or artists out there, the best thing you can do is try and get as clear a vision as you possibly can for what you're trying to do in your creative endeavours before you start them. Because if you just go fishing, it's going to cost you a lot of time and a lot of money.
This new song, it's called Me and You and the Other Guys. It features Loz Benson. Now, I've got to be honest with you, I'm not hugely familiar with her. How did that happen? How did that work out?
Loz is a really good friend of ours who we've known for a few years. Loz is an incredible singer and drummer. She plays drums in our live band.
Oh, nice.
Loz did a world tour a couple of years ago as a percussionist and vocalist with John Butler Trio. So she's been around for a while. An amazing drummer, and as you can hear from the single, an amazing singer, but she's a good mate. And so we were thinking about, we knew we wanted to, on this record, we wanted to do a duet. There's already two of us singing in the band, so we had to write a song that would have three points of view. And I was actually really proud of what I came up with in terms of this song idea. And we were thinking about, we'd have to get, you know, a name to record it. But Loz was playing drums in our band, and she's such a great singer, so we just got Loz to do it, and we couldn't be happier with the way it's turned out.
Makes it useful to have someone else there to say, hey, why did you have a go now?
Yeah, but the only thing about it is she's a better singer than us, and so yeah, she always sees the show. We do this, we've now, our show has developed to the point where we have to give her a feature spot, so it's not enough to just get her to do one song. He has a couple of songs in our shows, so that's fine. You know, I'm all about making sure that, you know, what is it? A rising tide lifts all boats.
Yes.
As long as people listen to us, we're happy.
You know, you got to, I mean, just to use a cliche joke here, you know you got to worry when the drummer is more talented at singing.
Well, there's drummers and there's people like, well, she takes drumming to a whole other level.
She's one of those people that's just incredibly talented at everything, and God damn it.
She's a piano player, she's a great songwriter, she's amazing. We love her very much, and we're very happy to have her on board.
Pick one talent, leave the rest of us for some, at least for me anyway.
No, I can't say that. I've kind of hogged a few skills as I go.
Yeah. Well, mate, the song is out now. The album is also out now. And, well, are you playing shows on that again at the moment? Is that coming back for you?
Yeah, we are. We're probably up to about a dozen shows we've done now. We came into this whole project as a brand new band. We recorded the record before we'd done a show, because that was just in April of last year, of course. But we're now about a dozen shows in, and we haven't killed each other yet. We seem to really enjoy playing with each other, and it comes naturally. And those guys, the Max Brothers, are two of the best players you ever got to hear, so it's a real treat to be on stage with them. Hopefully, as festivals start to open up, we'll start to get a foot in on some of those things. But yeah, we're a living, existing band. We go back into the studio in May to start to record the next record, so we've already written a bunch of stuff for the next record. So this isn't just one of Michael Carpenter's kooky side projects. This is an ongoing band, and we're looking forward to what happens next.
Awesome. Well, mate, thanks for the time today. Always good catching up and always good having a chat. Hopefully we can do it in person at some point soon. But until then, take care of yourself, mate.
Cheers, mate. Thanks a lot for your time.
Breakfast with Crossy, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.